Imagine being 12 years old, dropped off at military school by your father, feeling abandoned and resentful. This was Alex Toussaint's reality, a painful beginning that would eventually forge the foundation of his philosophy. His father's mantra, "If you fail to prepare, prepare to fail," initially felt like punishment, but would later become central to Alex's approach to life. Military school wasn't daycare. It was brutal training that taught him to stand at attention for hours while drill sergeants deliberately tried to break his concentration. These seemingly cruel experiences built mental fortitude that would serve him throughout life. During his darkest days, Alex developed coping mechanisms, taking longer routes home, escaping to a hidden path near Three Mile Harbor, where he'd sit for hours, sometimes contemplating walking into the water. Yet certain people became lifelines, a kindergarten teacher who gave extra hugs, a guidance counselor who steered him from trouble, and most significantly, his friend Jerome, whose family provided refuge when his own father never attended his basketball games. Instead of letting darkness consume him, Alex learned to transform pain into power. He developed practices for managing emotions, breath work, inhale your confidence and exhale your doubt, the 48-hour rule for processing bigger problems, and cultivating gratitude to remove negativity. The turning point came when his friend JV offered him a position as a janitor at Flywheel Spin Studio, a humble beginning that would change everything. We're not here to work, we're here to outwork. This philosophy transformed Alex's approach to life. When offered a flywheel instructor opportunity, he committed fully, commuting 2.5 hours each way and sleeping on a friend's couch. While others had fitness backgrounds, he came from mopping floors, but compensated with sheer determination. For his instructor audition, Alex crafted a 7-minute ride to Jay-Z tracks that reflected his story. As the youngest and one of few Black instructors at Flywheel, his unique background, immigrant family, military school experience, and understanding of diverse demographics gave him what Ruth called a different sauce. Military school, though challenging at his young age, instilled crucial discipline. He learned to maintain composure under pressure, standing motionless while drill sergeants created chaos around him. Training that prepared him for high-pressure performance. Even after becoming an instructor, Alex kept his janitor job to stay grounded. Teaching the maximum 15 classes weekly wasn't enough. He soon pushed to 25 classes, commuting between East Hampton and NYC with no days off as his motto. He developed a powerful mindset. Don't chase Friday on Monday. Viewing each day as an opportunity to thrive rather than survive. Progress comes in drops, not buckets, often so gradually that it feels like stagnation. As Frederick Douglass said, "If there is no struggle, there is no progress." We must create challenges in our daily lives to build resilience. In Alex's cycling classes, he reminds riders, "If it's too light, turn that shit to the right." This manufactured resistance prepares us for life's inevitable setbacks. Instead of solely focusing on life is about the journey, not the destination, Alex advocates for a more practical approach. Keep pushing forward, preparing, and learning from failures, knowing that progress will come, even if slowly. Discipline, built through everyday behaviors, allows us to stay present and prepared for each step. With this foundation, external forces can't derail us. While distractions abound, negativity, self-doubt, stress, discipline carries us when motivation wanes. We often want to skip to the rewards, instant wealth, quick weight loss, immediate happiness, but true growth requires embracing both journey and destination. The destination isn't just an endpoint, it's a launching pad for our next challenge. Feeling good is part of the journey. Doing better is the destination, creating a virtuous cycle that gives our lives purpose as we navigate ever-changing terrain. When we're merely existing rather than living, we miss opportunities right in front of us. These free throws, like their basketball counterparts that determine game outcomes, may seem small but are crucial. Just as NBA champion Steph Curry practices relentlessly, we must be ready for life's opportunities. Our free throws take many forms: family, health, privilege, or kindness from others. For years, Alex missed his, the family that sacrificed for him, and friends like Jerome who gave unconditional love. When unmotivated, Alex relies on discipline as his backup generator, making his bed perfectly each morning. A practice for military school sets the tone. As Admiral William H. McGraven said, if you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. Once Alex learned to love and trust others, he became ready for life's free throws. JV's janitor offer, Jerome's family, Ruth's faith in him as an instructor. Everyone has free throws. A child asking for a story, calling our parents, greeting coworkers warmly, those 5 morning minutes we give ourselves. True greatness can only be activated by ourselves. We often seek validation through social media likes or others' approval, but outsourcing our worth holds us back. Alex spent years letting others define him until a pivotal moment with his father changed everything. After years of disconnection following military school, his father called in April 2016 to say he was proud of Alex's Peloton career. Though these were words he'd longed to hear, Alex realized he'd never actually needed this approval. He'd been existing rather than living, trying to prove his father wrong. He finally understood his father's pain wasn't about him, it was about his father himself. We should act as planters, sowing daily seeds of kindness in our communities. Success comes from surrounding yourself with authentic people who believe in your vision. These people become your Peloton, supporting you as you support them. When we improve ourselves, we create a community where everyone holds each other accountable. As Malcolm X said, when I is replaced with we, even illness becomes wellness. Our differences become strengths when seen as bridges rather than barriers. Change begins with self-transformation through gratitude, trustworthiness, and love, qualities that naturally build community. To serve others effectively, we must maintain our own well-being first. When depleted, our capacity for kindness diminishes. The path to greatness isn't about perfection, but progress. It's about transforming pain into purpose, maintaining discipline over distractions, finding balance, and building a supportive community. Your greatness already exists within. It simply needs activation through self-compassion, authentic self-expression, and lifting others as you rise. The mountain of personal growth isn't climbed for recognition, but to help others ascend. Having walked the path ourselves, we're uniquely positioned to guide those at different stages. True greatness emerges when we choose empathy over ignorance, courage over fear, and love over hate. Your life is a powerful force for transformation. Activate your greatness today and watch it ripple outward to transform the world around you.